This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With an eye toward the college graduation calendar, we're spending some time this week on the differing fates of graduating classes a decade apart. Yesterday, the not-so-lucky classes of 2008 and 2009, which came into the American workforce just as the Great Recession was heading towards its worst. Today, on our series Divided Decade, the luckier people, job market-wise anyway, in the class of 2018. This spring, they've been wrapping up internships and interviewing at job fairs, and with unemployment at an 18-year low, things are looking, well, they're looking fine. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
I'm at the center of the University of Texas's flagship campus in Austin. It's a lovely spring day, and seniors parade past in their caps and gowns, snapping photos.
My name is Saul Rivera, and I'm about to graduate in astronomy.
Rivera grew up in a working-class suburb of Dallas. His father installs car alarms and runs a small store. His mom helps out on a food truck they own. Neither of his parents attended college. Rivera remembers tough times back in the Great Recession.
I would be hanging around a lot in my dad's shop, and when the recession hit, it was just like empty for like months. My dad was starting to get worried, bills were starting to get an issue, and I kind of became more conscious about like how much I need to pay for university.
He says his parents have helped as much as they can. He's also gotten scholarships, financial aid, and racked up about $6,000 in student loans. He plans to go into science education with his astronomy degree.
Planetariums, museums, observatories.
Jobs that pay around $45,000 a year, a bit below average for new college graduates. Rivera's applied for positions nationwide, and though nothing's panned out yet...
I could say I'm pretty confident. If not, I do have backup plans, just like for the meanwhile. Some of my friends work at the airport, so they could give me a job there. If not, maybe just a part-time helping out my dad or a fast food place.
And that high level of confidence is justified for this generation of college grads. The job market's tight, skilled labor shortages are growing. Across Texas, recruiters are flocking to campuses to hire teachers, healthcare, finance, and energy workers, which will help graduates at a top state university like UT Austin, but also students at less academically selective and less expensive schools like Tarleton State.
The Student Center, all right, you'll go past the really big glass windows.
It's a regional branch of Texas A&M, a few hours north in the small town of Stephenville, and it's where Amy Kendall has just gotten her diploma.
When I came here, I was a nursing major.
And are you still?
I am not. I realized that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted, and anatomy is really hard, so.
Kendall quickly regrouped and set her sights on HR and career counseling. She says money was tight growing up, and she's attended Tarleton State on a full scholarship. She has her next steps all planned out.
Hopefully get a job on a college campus. Then I'm getting my master's in educational administration with an emphasis in higher education.
So she's gotten the memo about how important an advanced degree is for getting promoted and boosting your pay, which is important these days because the average entry-level salary for a college graduate has been flat since 2005 after adjusting for inflation, according to the National Association of Colleges and Employers. And even with a really good job market, making ends meet won't be easy for many graduates, as those who graduated a few years ago already know. When you ask them how the economy looks after college and professional school, they talk about juggling student loan payments and soaring rents, especially in the hot urban areas where job and career opportunities are booming. Kevin Hayes knows this well. He's a transplant from Texas to Portland, Oregon, who graduated from law school in 2015.
Prices are rising. A 500-square-foot apartment in a pretty junky building is going for $1,100 a month.
Hayes grew up near Dallas, worked at Starbucks to put himself through the University of North Texas, then moved to Portland to attend Lewis and Clark Law School. While setting up his own law practice, he's driven for Lyft to make extra cash.
As a transitional gig, bringing in some extra money and borrowing from future income in the expectation of getting a better paying position somewhere else later.
With massive student loans, he's still a long way from getting ahead financially. And he's in good company. Americans' total outstanding student loan debt has doubled in the past 10 years.
A substantial amount of every penny I bring in goes straight to paying back debt, for sure.
And how much do you have, like, roughly?
Oh, God. believe it's $250,000.
Most of it racked up for that private university law school degree. Hayes says he thinks of it like a tax that he'll have to pay every month, it seems, for the rest of his life. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We've got some statistics, by the way, on how graduating into a recession can hit you right in your paycheck. They're at marketplace.org/divided decade.